The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They'll pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. The whole topic of conversion has always fascinated me, Philomenus, conversion stories. Possibly you also. So today we celebrate most likely the most famous conversion story in the world, that of Saul of Tarsus. Another very famous one would be the conversion of Matthew, who gets up and follows Christ. Outside the Bible, of course, the most famous is St. Augustine. You read in the Confessions. You English majors, the most famous conversion in England would be John Henry Newman, right? Head of the Oxford movement, from which Gerard, Manley Hopkins, and some of the great thinkers of England in the 19th century were converted. United States, it'd probably be Scott Hahn, okay? Scott Hahn. But what I'd like to talk about today is, what about your conversion? In my conversion. So you're all looking at me somewhat quizzical, bewildered, maybe even shocked. Me converted? I come to the church of St. Peter Chanel every day at 12 o'clock. I'm already converted. Hold your horses. There are two types of conversions. There is the radical conversion that we have of Saul or Matthew or the Augustine take and read. But then there's the daily conversion that I have to go through, and I think you too. So how can we be converted on a daily basis? I think you can approach this topic in 1,000 different ways, but I'll give you a very easy way to remember it. And it's a prayer that you said 7 minutes ago. You prayed it with me. This prayer we have in the church, in the Mass, from St. Augustine. It's called the Confiteor. We mentioned 4 different ways that we can sin. In thought, word, deed, and omission, okay? So I've actually played a little bit of charades with you, okay? So, thought, word, deed, and omission. Do you think that we all have a lot of work to be done in those 4 areas? I certainly do. Maybe you're ready to be canonized now, I don't know. I think we all have a lot of work to be done in those areas. So I'm going to give you 4 suggestions on what we can do to work on converting in those 4 areas. Okay, first is this. Your thought world. Do all of you have 24/7 the most beautiful thoughts in the whole universe? Hello? Sometimes they can be pretty dastardly, huh? They can be pretty pretty ugly. Would you like all of your thoughts to be transmitted at 10 o'clock this evening on Channel 5 on the news? No? Probably not. So, one suggestion. When you have a bad thought, name it, claim it, and tame it by the Hail Mary. Amen? Name it, claim it, and tame it by the Hail Mary. So you have a negative thought? You name it. It comes from the devil. Claim it and tame it by saying the Hail Mary. So you do the judo approach. The bad thought comes, and as a result of that, you pray. So actually the devil is shooting himself in the foot, because that's an alarm clock for you, a wake-up call to pray. So, thought, word. Did you know that every word that comes out of your mouth, you're going to be judged on that? Does that scare you? A little bit, huh? Maybe a lot. So how are we going to work in this area? Read James chapter 3, and what St. James says, think before you speak. Great advice. Or as you say in Spanish, pensar luego hablar, si no se mete la pata. Huh? Yep. So think, and speak. Because if you speak and you think, you can get into a lot of trouble. We have a New York expression. Open up mouth, insert foot. That's, if you're ever from New York, New Yorkers say that, huh? You open up your mouth and you insert your foot. You don't want to do that. So think and then speak. Thought, word, deed. How can we be converted in that area? Okay, I would suggest look up at those stained glass windows. Maybe sometime before you leave today. See the stained glass windows up on the roof, on the top, the circular ones? Those are called the corporal works of mercy. And you can read in Matthew chapter 25. I was hungry, thirsty, naked, homeless, sick, in prison. I don't know about you people, but I try to pattern my life and trying to live those out. And I try to live those out as well as the spiritual works on my left. So that's a good way to be converted in your deeds. We can all choose a couple of those, try to put them into practice. Something very simple. There's a gentleman in the parish that gives me a box of health bars, so they're granola bars you can buy. And when I'm driving my car, I see a poor person, I roll down the window and I actually give them one of those health bars. And every time I do it, the person is very happy. And sometimes he'll even say, "Oh, God bless you, Father. Oh, thank you." I thought that I was supposed to be blessing him. That poor guy is blessing me. Thanks be to God. You know, something small, but I try to do it with a lot of love. And it's not so much the action, but the love that accompanies our actions, that's what really counts. Okay, we've arrived at the last, which would be? Well, I think I won't do this one. It's a mission, okay? Thought, word, deed, and omission. In Spanish, there's a phrase, la filosofía de la mañana. Ever hear that one? La filosofía de la mañana, the philosophy of doing it tomorrow. Well, mission means this. You don't do what you're supposed to do. In other words, we procrastinate. We say, mañana. We say, al ratito. But it turns out to be ratón. Huh? We put it off. Never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Great proverb. Never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. Because you don't even know if you're going to have it tomorrow. Right? We don't know if we're going to have it tomorrow. So Saint Philip Neri had a proverb. When are we going to start to do good? After he had done so much good, when are we going to start to do good? So let's all pray today that we'll all, in honor of the conversion of St. Paul, work on our own conversion. The first preaching of Jesus, Mark 1:15, be converted because the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.